סמל ראש גימל, the middle of Sif Aleph, בדף חוף אלף, עמד דלף, בטאפ ליין. ושאנו, till now we had learned about Atiris, and we had learned as follows. Akirim, one is not, according to the Das and Mechaber, one is not permitted to be mashe a tafshel on top of the kirim or inside the kirim if the tafshel is not completely cooked, or it's completely cooked b'mitzdamek v'yofoloi, because we are afraid if inside the kirim there are coals, so we are afraid he might stir the coals in order to make sure that the bishul will be nigma or will be mitzdamek. So it is also to be masha tafshel and akira, unless it was glufe or ktume, took out the coals or he covered it with ashes. That was one heter. Then we had a heter of smichim. If he put the kedera next to the kirim, even though it's not glufe or ktume, this is also permissible. Then we had a third heter, that if the fuel that is used is kash and gavove, which is the types of straw, there is no problem, because this fuel does not leave over coals, so there is no chashash that he might come and stir the coals. That is, so we had learned till now the luchas of a kirat. V'tanu, now we'll start learning the halachas of a tanu. A tanu again is a bizman chazal. It was shaped like a cone. This was an oven that was shaped like a cone, that it was, let's say we have a picture of it. Again, this is a tano. We'll be learning about a kupach pretty soon, so this is a kupach. And the difference between a tano and a kupach is that the tano is shaped like a cone. A kupach is more or less a square or a rectangle, but it's not. Both of them have a similarity. They are not as wide as a kirev. A kirev is a wider type of an oven that it has a place to put two pots on top of it. So it's a wider type of an oven. A kupach and a tano is a smaller type of an oven. There's only, by a kupach, there's only place for one pot. And by a tano also. But a tano, since it has a cone-like shape, the heat is very intense. So this is, now we're going to learn the dinim of a tano and a kipach. Let's see. The tano, afilu im husak, now by a tano we'll see we have all chumras. The tano, afilu im husak, bekash ugevovet, that the fuel that is being used in the tano is kashing the bove, which till now we were under the impression that there's not any coals left, so there is not a problem he might stir the coals. But in a tano, afilo, the fuel is kashing the bove. Also, It is also, if you have a tavshil that is not, is bashel called sochim, it's stomach, the galoi. It's not that it's the stomach, the yofaloi. Also, afilu lismarloi, afilu smich is also by a tano. Afilu imugogu vikotum. Afilu, you took out everything, it's still also. So now we have to scratch our head. So what's the problem over here? Shame is in mind. The fuel is kashering above it. And whatever there is, he took out. And Nafilus Micha is also. Well, let us just see the more. Kolzman Shayatza Ledis Boy, as long as the heat of the Tano is Yatze Ledes. So Filu Smicha is also. The Koshkein Sha also Lishais Besoichoi Oyal Gaboi. Avada Givis, one is not permitted to be Mashe a Kdeire inside the Tano or on top of the Tano. That is Zicha also. Now let us see. The Mishnah Berurah. Bitanu, Hainu Bitanu Shalahem, their tanurim, their ovens, Sha'asuya is kikire, they are in a way similar to a kire. Ach mitoir shetore is lamailo verochov lamato, but since it is narrow by the top and wider on the bottom, it has a cone-like shape. Niklav choyma humoy lesoichoy tfei mikire. So the heat is much hotter there. The heat remains in the tano much more than a kire. And therefore it is more chomor than a kire. Afilu im hu gorof. Afilu, it is gorof. Now, so what's the problem? Shem v'shemayim. If it's gorof, they took out the coals, they shoveled out the coals, so what is there to be afraid of? Mipnei shahagoyreif, Einoi goyreif elo roiv ha'eish atzmon. When a person takes out the coals from a tano or from a kire, we have to understand he's not going with a vacuum cleaner. There are still particles left over. There are still embers left over. Even he takes out most of the coals. And taking out most of the coals is sufficient by a kire, because whatever is left over, since the heat in the kire is not so intense, so stirring the coals, whatever is left over won't accomplish anything. So what he's going to do already, if he wants to make sure it should cook quicker and it should be ready for the first suda, with the kira, since the heat mitzadatma is not so intense, and there's only a small amount of coals left, so you won't accomplish anything by stirring those coals. Masha'enkein, by a tano that we have, the heat is much more intenser if they took out the coals. So whatever. If we're starting already by a much higher heat, which is in the tano, stirring the coals can accomplish something, because you don't need so much heat to accomplish something, because the tano itself is very hot. So the melem, b'mneisha goyreif, eine goyreif el roiv ha'eishat. Well, that means most of the coals, whenever we speak about grufo, we're not speaking about that nothing is left over. That was never the case. Roiv of the coals was taken out. V'yevshe sholeiti shoyer nitzitzecha, the few remnants, embers of coals, Ubetano shechuma irav, that the heat is very intense. So memele, the small amount of coals which are left over will contribute to the heat which is already there. They'll accomplish something. So if we have a person who has a tavsho which is minus bashel kolsoch, it's not completely cooked, or it's mistamik viyacholoy, it can get crispier, he will accomplish something. If even though it is grufe, with the time he's going to accomplish something. And the male, if he will accomplish something, we're afraid he will do it. He might come to do it. And they bring down, that is by grufo. Grufo is, I took out the coal, so we're saying along this by a tunnel, you don't take out all the coals, there's still coals, and the minute amount of coals that are left over is still a dizachshash. He might come he might come and say this coals. And now, but Khan Shailamental, why doesn't Ktuma help? Now, Ktuma Lachere is a different lumbus. Ktuma is, he put ashes, he's Messiah Kas, it's a hecker, it's finished. The ashes speak for themselves already. So they bring down from the Prima Godam a beautiful smore. Tuma only worked by a kira, by a tano, when they were in the middle of the cooking process, they also put ashes there. Why? Because we have to understand, Bisman Chazal, there was no thermostat. So, and this tano was very hot, so it could very readily burn. Whatever you're making or cooking there could burn. So the way to regulate the heat in the tunnel was, if it's too hot, you put ashes there. But ashes does not spell out that I'm not going to touch it anymore, I'm finished. No, ashes just means that that's how you regulate the heat of a tunnel. That if it's too hot, and it might burn, so put some ashes there. But ashes does not mean that I'm finished with the tunnel. So ashes in the tunnel is not a hecker that he's finished and he won't stir the coals anymore. So therefore, by a tunnel, since it is unique, that humay rav, the heat is very intense. So Gruva doesn't help and Ktuba doesn't help. Now, let us see further. Vihine miloshen ha-mechaba mashmeh. From the loshen of the mechaba seems to be saying, the svira le-kedas ha-tu, da-filu b'kash u-b'gevova osa b'goruf v'kotov. That means that he holds that even if the fuel was kash in gavove, it was kolot. That's what he says. He says v'tan afilim husin bekash v'gavove osa v'lalism v'afilim v'goro v'kotem. So the fact is, it would seem that goro v'kotem is going on afilu kash v'gavove. Reheinu who das Rabbi Yehonis and Abu Bechidushi Aram, Ochein Miloshen Aram Bamashmetz, Ubekash Ubegavove Einei Oso Betano Kim Beinei Gorov. Others want to say that the Mechaba was only Machma Bekash Ubegavove Beinei Gorov, Reheinu das Akolvoi Bechidushi Aram, Viesh Lohokol Bozer. So one could be making the Surah Tamachalikis, by a tunnel, if you have karti l'tivusa, it's kash and gemove and it's korof, if this grows from machna. So everything is also b'chol mokayim kozman shayatse ledespoy. That means that this tunnel has a heat of yatse ledes, a gemove, they bring down that thing from the Chazanish, that Yatzei Ledes means not that the heat of the tunnel is Yatzei Ledes. Yatsa letters means that the tanda is hot, that it can make the tassel in the kededa also yatsa letters. That means the translation of yatsa letters means that the tanda has a potential of making something else yatsa letters. That is the taish of yatsa letters. Avol imein hayatsa letters boy, but if the tanda is pulled off now, and it cannot make something yatsa letters, mutalitain afilu al gabot. Then you're allowed to put on top of the tanda. That means the tanda is cooled off, and it cannot make anything yatsa letters, afilu on top of the tanda. Afilu b'shabbos. Afilu in Shabbos, you're allowed to put it on because it's not yatsa letters. That version of the filo imain go the cotton. That the filo, that means you still have coals in the tunnel. Gam ken shori kivin shahamotain shemami chom hakdele ena yatzeledes boy. And it would seem over here, I think he's saying, Amoyon the Kechidish, that if you have in the tunnel gufe two places, one place cooled off already, it will not make yatsa letters. Another place is still yatsa letters. So you're allowed to put a tavshel, a kederim, on the mokim that is not yatsa letters, because this mokim will never cook. The cholshkein, so he had said that filo smicha is also Bechoshken sha'osa lishais b'soichoi oy al daboy. V'dafke, now this olisa is b'loinis bashol kol tzolchoi. Oy b'mitztamek v'yotoloi. Avol b'mitztamek v'raloi. But if it's completely cooked, and if it's going to get drier or crispier, it will... It's detrimental to the Balat Avshul. He's not happy with that at all. So he has no incentive whatsoever to stir the coals. So then it's Mutter. That means this whole Chaynon of Latana is we're speaking about when there is a potential incentive to stir the coals. So even though by Akira we can deaden this incentive by making it go for a tumor or making smicha, by a tano we can't do anything to stop this incentive. But if there's no incentive whatsoever, it's a special called sochay, mitzamek beraloi, so there's no reason why you can't be masha tavshel on it. V'chein b'kidro chaisa, or the same thing if you have a raw piece of meat that will not be able to get cooked before by the first Suda, so this alumnus is Messiah and Das, he has no intent of using this meat to Shabbos by day. So again, he has no incentive to stir any coals. So then that's Mutamadulabainagov. So that is the halacha of Atano. So by Atano we have that means all the heterim we had had by a dovosh leinis bashel kol tzorche mektamik v'yacholoi by a kire which we had had a grufe ktume kash v'gavove smichem. These were all heterim by a kire. By a tano, these heterim are not applicable unless it's Mizmashul called Tzorchim, it's Tamik Varaloi. So then, there's no incentive whatsoever to stir the coals, so then it's Mutter. The Kaipar, Shehu Mokin Shvisas Kneira Achas. So now we will compare a Kaipar to a Kira. A kaifa, the heat is stronger, more intense than a kira, because a kira is larger. A kira is a place for two pots. A kaifa is smaller, so there's only place for one pot, so the heat is more intense. But a kaifa is not as hot as a tano, because a tano is cone-shaped, so the heat is very intense, and a kaifa is narrower than a kira, but not as intense as a tano. The kaifa, shehu mokin shvisas kveira achas. So this kaifa has some halachas of a kira and some halachas of a tano. And the halachas are as follows. Just like kash v'gavov is muta by a kira because it doesn't leave over too many coals, so by a kaifa also kash v'gavov will be permissible. B'gavis I beit and dinei kitano, a klufa k'stuma will not help. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Shivkot mechafei shul motin who also came kire. This is similar to a kire. Al the kire who motin shvisas steik deiris. A kire is a place where one can put two pots on top of it. The kaifa who motin shvisas steik achas one pot. The fichach therefore nafish havle mikire. It is hotter than a kire. Shahamokim tzar, because it's narrower. Vahachoyim miskabitz boi biyoisa, so the heat is more concentrated. But vizutar hevlein midetano, but the heat is not as concentrated as a tano, because a tano is cone-shaped, and this is not cone-shaped. So therefore, l'gabi kash in gavove dine kekira. Afilu loy goraf es hakash v'loy kotan. Kash in gavove is muta. And l'gabi gefes v'eitzim dine ketano. Shafilu goraf v'kotan osof. Bein b'toicho, bein al gabo, bein b'smit. So now we learned these three halachas, these three sugei ovens, which were bisman chazal, a kirim, a tano, and a kaipach. Now we're going to come to our tanurim. V'hatanurim shelonu dinam kikiro. Our tanurim have the locha of a kira. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Why is it that way? Shefiyem min atzad, since they opened up from the side, the others, it seemed, opened up from the top. So since the pet is a pesach from the side, so that automatically brings in cold air, so it is not so hot. Void sherechavim biyoiser. Our tanurim are much wider than the tanurim which were bisman chazal. Therefore, ein chumam rav kolkach. So the heat of a tano bisman chazal they don't have. Kolkein dinay kikiros. The Gemara that being down from Rav Nissim Karelitz is another cheshbon, which the Tanurim Bisman Chazal, we see it took out the fuel and still the heat remained. And by our Tanurim, you stop the heat and it cools off pretty soon. So we see somehow that therefore it's not similar to the Tanurim Bisman Chazal. So the mele there's a din of a kira. So, for example, let's speak about an oven of ours. Let's speak about an oven, not a stovetop. Let's say the oven, Tanurim Shalono. So here's a din of a kire. So it's a din of a kire that grufo ktume is good. So now we have to start scratching our heads how grufo we can't make in so ktumo. So how can you make ktume? So on a stovetop you make ktume, we put a blech. According to most poskim, you put a blech over the fire and this is a heker, this is a hesach hadas from making the eish larger. In an oven we have a problem, because in an oven the eish is not in the oven, the eish is underneath the oven. There's a different compartment. That means in our ovens we have, there's a compartment underneath the oven where there's an eish, and the oven is like a box with slits in the box on the bottom, and the heat comes up from the chelik eish. So there's a big problem how you can make shehiyah if you put it in an oven. There's a big problem. Rabbi Yashir says you have to put either a blech or heavy aluminum foil over the heating element. That means there's a heating element underneath the oven, and you have to put over there, over the heating element, you have to put heavy aluminum foil or a blech, and that would make it grufo. That's what Rabbi Yashim says. Rav Moshe says you have to make a box, to put in a new box into the oven, a whole new box into the oven, and that would make it goofy. So if we're being mashed in the oven, we have to know it's not so potent. If it's, let's say, we'll see, we don't need the nizmashal called socha, nizmashal kamachon, and the soy is sufficient. But there is a matter of it, less kamachon than the soy, you need grufo. So by an oven, it's very difficult to make it grufo. That we have to know. That's what makes it, but there are others that are makel, but there are many that are mahma. They're covering the namas, or taking off the namas, which is more mahudadik than some say covering them. But there are mekilin and there are mahmirim. There's a lot of, it's good to be machmer, not to be soymer on that, because Ramesh himself says, Ramesh and Rabbi Yashim, and there are many places to hold that we have to do what Hazal said. Hazal said, Ktumeh, you're doing something to the fire. Even though, the problem was I might stir the coals, and here the only way you stir is by turning the knobs, but Ktumeh was that something was done to the fire, and so maybe we have to do something to the fire. Okay, so I'll compone them. So if one can make it grufo ktumeh, it is a din of a kire that grufo ktumeh is mutter. Ubesefer tiferes Shmuel hevi b'shem rashal shachilek al zeh. The mashal is disagrees. Ubesefer the shavim hengli dinem. That the art tanurim are like they tanurim. I ain't shok. Val kolponam betanur shel nachtumim shemasikim boi todo v'chumei rabo b'a baker's oven, which says strong similarities to, even though this it's a Pesach min Atzad, and even though it's Rochel, but it's a very hot oven, Toim Lahachma Ladeine Kitano. Right. So now we just learned the three types of ovens, a kire, a tano, and a kupach, and our ovens are similar to a kire. Now, we're going to learn now a new din. Ve'im shochach ve'shov. What happens is, let's talk about now a kire. So by Akira, we know that if it's not this basal called Solchoi, or it's Mitztamek V'yocheloi, you are not permitted to leave it on the Kira unless it's Gufo Ktume. It's not Gufo Ktume, you're not allowed to. Now, what happens V'im Shochach V'sho? He was supposed to put ashes on it, he forgot it was a hectic Erev Shabbos, and he left the pot on the flames. He left it there. No geruch or ktume. And good. He was over. And he said, the rabbonon, they shikres. So what is the halacha now? So what happens now? He has now let's just think for 1 minute what happened over here. It wasn't this marshal called Solchai. We'll speak about two cases. Case number one, it wasn't this marshal called Solchai. He left it there. Now he comes to the Sudan, he is the announcement special called Tochei, Baruch Hashem. Good, no. Kurachim Yechapir Oven, but now he is. This is, he got the Eilam Hazer from this Averele. He got his special called Tochei now. Case number one. Case number two, let's say it wasn't a special called Tochei. But it was mitzamek v'yofoloi, and it wasn't as crispy. He enjoyed it with being more crispy, and now he left it there, and now, again, by the Sudeh, it's crispy, l'kovet Shabbos Kodesh. So we have over here a person who did an avere, an itza derabonon b'shikre. What happens now? Are Chazal going to say, No. Why not? We'll let him get away with it. So now we'll see. V'im shochach v'shov. So the Mechaber says like this. So he was a shikrev. Im hu tavshil shebishil kol tzolchai. It was nisbashil kol tzolchai. Mutter apilu hum etstamik v'yofalei. That means, so Chazal looked. What did he gain from his aveira? Was completely cooked before. It wasn't as crispy. Now it's more crispy. He derived from this aveira a hano muetes. To me, it's more crispy. This hano Chazal didn't count to him. They said, okay, you can eat it Shabbos. That is, Davke, if it was... That is, Davke, if it was this marshal called Solchoi, Mitztamik V'yofoloi. But, V'imu Tamshul Shehitkali his marshal, V'loi Mishel called Solchoi, but what if it wasn't completely cooked? Now he's getting a real benefit from this Avedele. That means he is now it's completely cooked, and thus, also, no. This Chazal said to Mehdi, you're not going to, since you're getting a much greater benefit from the Aveirin, From your Avaya Chazal will not matter that you're allowed to eat the food. You can have it, my choice Shabbos from a lot of milk, but for the first 2 days, you have to invite yourself someplace else or have cold food. Amongst upon them, this you're not allowed to eat. Being of Avisho, what happens if he was amazed? My mother, I'll do it. And cutting balls, so she asked the table, and the wife told him, hey, uncle, did you put the ashes on the door? So, hey, listen, I'm busy. Don't worry, it's... So if he was amazed, also Vishnayim, Safilu was Nisbasu, cold so high, and it's only, the benefit is only a minute benefit, but then Chazal puts their foot down, you're amazed, will show you, you're not allowed to eat, period. Also Vishnayim, Hago, and Vishnay Sheyasu. That means, from a lot of Malka, whatever you gained from the 3 hours was on the flame, from when you left to when you came back for the Suda. So if you want to use it from a lot of Malka, you can first use it 3 hours after now. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. V'im shogach v'shom. He forgot. V'chosh kenim shogach b'din. Shogig b'din means he's a shogig taki. He didn't know the din. He didn't know the law. Filu mitzvamik v'yofam v'afilu b'soich ha'tano. It was a tano. Filu b'toich ha'tano. V'atam d'loinene minenu kolkach. B'hano is not so big. Even the belavochi hoye roilachim. It was roilachim. It was nishmasol koltzochit. Balkei b'diyemet muta, they were matter, is allowed to eat it by the suda. But if it was loinishmasol koltzochit, also lechol odom, no one's allowed to eat it. We have all put their foot down. For chosil in the basei da osa, even nishmasol b'shvil, for them it's isar osa. Ad Meitzoi Shabbos, that means the Poloin is Basel Kolsochi Tzos Ad Meitzoi Shabbos, because so Sri Mavoyer de Gamba Kanu Bechdei Sheyase Kamei Bo'ova Visho, that means after Meitzoi Shabbos, they have to wait 3 hours until they'll be able to use it, Milosh Narambam Leini Rekain, then you could be Meiko. And, but if Ova Visho, also Mishnayim, then he's also Mishnayim, and then saying this Bashul called Sohim, it's Tamik Vyotoloi, and Radigavis, Alain is Bashul called Sohim. Yeah.